Episode 11, Winning the Mental Game of Retirement. Welcome to the Retirement Resource, the one place committed to providing the information, resources, and tools you need to navigate the often complex world of retirement planning with confidence and clarity. We're going to discuss both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement, and we're going to have fun. Welcome to the Retirement Resource. This is your host, Bo Henderson, and you're listening to the one place committed to helping you navigate both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement. And the topic we want to talk about today is one that's often overlooked. It's not talked about enough, but it's very real, and it has just as much, if not more, to do with the transition planning and the strategy for a successful retirement than income plan, your tax strategy. And this is the mental game of retirement. How do we win the mental game of retirement? And this is based off a recent blog article on richlifeadvisors.com, but I wanted to kind of go through several areas that we need to pay attention to and we need to think about before the fact, before they show up in retirement, so that we're not caught off guard, we're not surprised, and we're truly as prepared as we can be. So we're going beyond the finances here, and we're talking about winning the mental game of retirement. The first thing we need to pay attention to is identity. And what we're talking about when we talk about your identity or your work identity is, who are you without your job? You know, a lot of people, when it comes getting close to retirement, they've worked somewhere 20, 30, 40 years. I was talking with a lady earlier today that's been doing her job for 50 years. Now, do you think that when you've done something that long, day in, day out, that a good bit of your identity could be tied up in that job? I am a nurse. I am a teacher. I am a radio host. I'm a financial advisor. I'm a retirement coach. That's how people answer when you ask them what they, who they are. They'll describe it as their job a lot of times, or their entity. So when we think about identity, we got to think, what's our identity going to be like when we no longer go to work? What is our identity going to be like in retirement? And if we can think through that, we can start doing things to make sure we're giving identity. And now it might be a new identity, but identity in retirement. And think about things like pre-planning to volunteer. Maybe do a job part-time that you always wanted to do. Maybe teaching. Maybe getting involved with church. But what are the things you can start doing now as you transition toward retirement to give you that new identity away from work when it's not there anymore? So identity is one that comes up a lot. And I think I've shared the example here on the Retirement Resource before of the pilot I talked to recently. And he said, Bo, I remember when I would walk down the terminal, people would just kind of part out of my way and had all kinds of respect for me because I was a pilot, had a lot of prestige with his job. And when he retired and that was gone, he actually became depressed. So I think it's something very important to talk about and very important to think about. Make a checklist, make a note, is what is my identity in retirement? A lot of people don't think about it, and then they wonder why they get there at a time of their life when they should be happy and everybody thinks they're should be just having the best time of their life because they're no longer working, but they're depressed and they're wondering what's going on, really, and they're trying to figure and transition into doing this. So do the work up front to transition into, what is my retirement identity? It's a question you're not going to hear asked by many financial advisors. You're going to hear it asked from me, but it's something that's very important. It's something very important to think about. Number two, another component of winning the mental game of retirement is your relationships. And who are the most important people to you that you're closest to outside of work? And are you investing in those relationships? And are you thinking ahead about how those relationships might change when you're no longer going to work? Because one of the things that comes up when we look at research is that the close relationships at work aren't the same when you're no longer going to work. Meaning there's a big decline in social activities because so much of the social connection and so many of the relationships were related to work. So another thing we need to think about, are we doing things? Are we getting involved in clubs and activities intentionally being social, creating events so that we can interact and build relationships and have that social connectivity? And also, how's it going to impact the relationship with your partner? I can't tell you how many times I've had one spouse tell me retirement's going great and the other spouse pull me aside and say, oh my gosh, you've got Bo, please help them get a hobby, get a job, something. They're driving me crazy. So why that always makes me laugh is you just never know what the perspective is, because the dynamic of a relationship can change significantly when we've worked our whole life and maybe spent 3 or 4 hours a day together versus just being together all the time. We need to think about that. Another one is experiences, planning for activities that you enjoy in retirement. That can be one of the biggest things you can do to have a meaningful, fulfilling retirement and transition more successfully. And what do I mean by planning for experiences? I mean creating things that might be a trip to the beach with the family where you invite the kids and the grandkids. It might just be an experience at the house where you get everybody together. But it's really creating experiences intentionally that involve the people you care about the most and things you enjoy doing, right? So creating experiences will go a long way into creating that fulfillment. And here's the key. Research has shown time and time again that greater happiness is going to be obtained with shared experiences with people you care about than accumulating more stuff. So plan for those experiences, those memorable experiences, because you get down the road and you look back, and those experiences we have with our loved ones are the things we wouldn't trade for all the money in the world. And memorable experience is one component of what we call true wealth here on the Retirement Resource. Another aspect of the mental game is life satisfaction. Is there a gap between what you have and what you think you should have at this point in life? And if there is, if there's a gap in your life satisfaction, it can lead to things like anxiety, depression, and some things that we really don't want to be dealing with in retirement. And there's some work you can do in transition to, you know, really think about where we are now, where we're going to be in retirement, and realize that happiness and fulfillment and meaning in life, which is the things we all want, don't necessarily have to do if you're keeping up with your neighbors or if somebody's doing better than you or you think you should be doing better. What we want to do when we talk about life satisfaction is, what are the things we can do with the clarity we have around the situation as it is to make life as enjoyable and meaningful and fulfilling as possible? And when we start doing those things instead of worrying about the things maybe that we don't have, that's when we're really going to start seeing life satisfaction improve. And that's when we're going to really start enjoying our lives, because we're controlling the things we can control and we're no longer worrying about the things outside of our control. A big one. I've got another big one here, and this might be one of the bigger items that we talk about that's come up, and that's your health. So we've got to, what happens to us mentally when maybe we can't go as fast as we used to, or maybe we get sick? You know, good health is highly correlated with that retirement satisfaction we were just talking about. So are there things we can do to be proactive to take care of our health? And that'll go a long way as far as, again, the psychological nature of our bodies are changing. We go from our go-go years in early retirement to our slow-go years, and oftentimes later it's our no-go years. But are we preparing for that, and are we doing everything we can to proactively protect against that instead of doing more what's the norm and reactively addressing things once they happen? Again, we're getting back to that same conversation we were just having about, let's control the things we can control now, and the price of doing some of these things to be healthy is much less than the cost of not doing them in the future. And what do I mean by that? So the price of being healthy now might be eating some things that we wouldn't normally eat, or not eating some things that we would normally eat. That might be more like it. Getting up early, getting up a couple hours early, an hour early, and going to the gym. There's a price there. You know, that might be inconvenient, might not be what you choose to do, but the cost of not doing that in the future is far greater. You know, think of health complications, the cost of medical needs in retirement. So price versus cost, but taking care of our health, looking at retirement as an opportunity to be the healthiest years of your life, right? We don't have all the time commitments necessarily and all the constraints that we might have had in our younger years, So let's try to see if we can be as healthy and prolong our life as long as possible. So health, another key aspect that we need to pay attention to, and we need to consider part of our strategy. So when we talk about our retirement strategy, we're not just talking about your asset allocation and your tax strategy, your Social Security claiming strategy. Part of your retirement strategy needs to be things like, what is your health strategy, right? Now, talking about health might sound a little different, but it's part of the conversation we need to have on your overall retirement strategy. Which leads me to another mental aspect, and that's meaning. And really reconnecting to what gives your life meaning. Is there something when you were younger that really excited you, really lit you up, that you kind of lost along the way, playing the role of a spouse, a parent, an employee? Is there something to reconnect with that really lights you up? Or it might be something new. Is there something you've always looked forward to doing? Is it volunteering? Is it starting that business? Is it writing that book that you've always wanted to write? What are the things that excite you, that give your life meaning? The more of those we can build into your retirement plan, retirement strategy, the more successful, the more happy, the more fulfilled, and the more meaningful retirement's going to be. Which brings me to the last thing I want to talk about when we talk about winning the mental game of retirement planning, and that's peace of mind. The key here is when we address the things that are stressful, when we don't stick our head in the sand and play that ostrich with your head in the sand technique and hope everything works out all right, we get clarity around where we are, what the situation is, what the income is, what the expenses are, what is it going to cost to do the things I want to do. When we get clarity and we create a strategy that includes things, yes, it includes things like your income plan, your liquidity plan, your retirement growth plan, but it also includes the things we've talked about today, your identity plan, your relationships, your memorable experiences plan, life satisfaction plan, your health plan, meaning plan, all of these things built into your strategy when you're transitioning and preparing for a successful retirement are the things that can give you what everybody really wants. And that's peace of mind. So these are some of the elements of winning the mental game of retirement. I would love to hear some of the things you've thought through, maybe some of the things you've experienced. It's very common for me to hear comments of somebody coming by either in a retirement coaching conversation or just leaving a note on the retirement resource page saying, hey, I got to retirement and I wasn't happy. I got to retirement and I didn't know what to do with myself. I got to retirement and I didn't feel productive anymore. All of those things are normal and natural. And what we talked about today were just different ways to address them. But I'd love to hear your experience. I'd love to hear things you've had. How have you gotten along with your spouse since you retired? Some people, when it comes to that, they say it's wonderful. They love spending every minute they can with their spouse, and that's great. But how has it worked for you? I'd love to hear your experience. Well, when we come back, we'll be talking again with Coach Joe Shum, and tackling the conversation around how do we create a strategy for both life and retirement. You don't want to miss it right here on the Retirement Resource.